Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, September 18th, 2023. It's about quarter after 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Today we'll be looking at conventions through the end of the year, those that are run through tabletop events. So don't look for stuff here regarding Game Hole Con. They have their own system, and they're large enough between their physical show and their online convention to warrant doing a separate show on them. So that's what I'll do. There's a lot to look at with Game Hole Con. Obviously, they have a lot of guests, and between doing an online thing and the physical convention, there's a lot of working parts. Plus, because they don't run through tabletop events and have their own system, it works very differently from Everything works similarly. I mean, you're signing up for events and all that. But if I recall correctly, Game Hole Con is one of the few conventions where you pay slot by slot as well as paying a registration fee for a badge to get in. Good morning, George. Thanks for dropping in the chat there. So what we're going to look at today, do we have this over there? Yeah, I see. Okay, we got to do this to make this work. We're going to keep using the left screen, and in this case, we'll be doing it with a browser. You'll notice Tabletop Events is very colorful, their homepage, and you can always get back to the homepage by clicking on their logo in the upper left, but just to the right of that. And over here, of course, on the far right, you'll see my name. That's where you log in. There'll be a little login link there, but just to the right of the logo in the upper left, you'll see a little link for conventions. And this takes you to a whole listing. And it'll populate 10 items per page as a default. Notice there's 118 items total. Some of these will span into 2024. We won't really look at those specifically. Obviously my main focus are ones in and around Wisconsin, but you know, this is give you a good idea. 2021. So this one was never closed out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I dare say they just put the wrong end date, because notice 2023, same date. I don't know. Maybe this happened because of COVID and such, because this would have caught the tail end of the lockdown, right? Which is a shame for them. HMGS, Historical Miniatures Game Society. You'll note that is a thing all over the country. In the South, in Kissimmee, Florida, they have an event coming up this coming weekend, September 21st through 24th. That's a 4-day, 21, 22, 23, 24 event. And you know what? Let's pop over and have a quick look at this just to see a kind of a format. And we'll get to some more specific ones. Obviously, a wargaming convention is going to have a focus on war games. They start off mid-afternoon on Thursday, 2 p.m. to 12 a.m. and they go to midnight each day, except on Sunday they close down early, give their dealer hall a break, right? Hurricane, the tongue-in-cheek way to name a convention in Florida. This is in Orlando, though. I have a nephew in that area, and I know that he's been in good shape this hurricane season, so I'm not too worried about him or this convention this coming weekend. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Hope everyone in the whole state is safe. Let us do this and go back one. And we'll bigify it again because helps us to see everything. So, Hurricane 2023. Notice Saginaw, Michigan, Richburg, South Carolina, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Havre de Grace, or Havre de Grace in Maryland. I'm not sure how they pronounce it there. They can do it any way you want, obviously. New Berlin in Wisconsin is just north of us. Three geese in a trench coat. Hi. Dragonfall. Ah, Sarah is asking about Dragonfall. You know, that's mainly War Games 2. I'll get to that in just a few minutes because it's coming up pretty fast here. Schenectady, New York. Livonia, Michigan. A couple in Orlando, Florida. These may be connected, so don't assume they're not. Meeples and Peoples, probably mainly a board game. Crucible and QuestCon. That could be War Games and or RPGs. It might be two halves of the same con. Check those out if you're in that area for sure. Have a look at this here. We'll go down to Plano, Texas. The Dalles, or Dalles, I don't know how that's pronounced, Oregon. Warsaw, Indiana, Tabletop Adventure Game Fest. Autumn Wars. This is happening down at Trinity College. It says Chicago, Illinois, but if this is the one I'm thinking it is, HMGS Midwest, yep, University, setting, Bannockburn, Trinity, yes. So this might be Steve Fratt and company running some war games. He does some excellent, excellent fun games. I'm going to take a quick look at the event schedule here and see what else they say. Look at these here. All beautiful war games. Historical. He does a little bit of sci-fi. We'll click through a couple of these. Historical. The Alamo. Battles at Brody. Samurai Night Fever. That's funny. Sci-fi fantasy. Four-player War of the Ring. That must be Steve Fratt running that. Because, oh, Luke Harrington. Oh, he's an attendee. Host Mullenkamp. Okay. So somebody's picked up the banner from Steve and is running a Lord of the Rings game, which he often ran himself at HMGS events and elsewhere, like Nexus and GaryCon and some other places. Great fun playing in any of his games. His and Kevin Kabai, for that matter. Let's mention him because he runs an outstanding number of games. Glenfall, New York, Missouri, we got another Florida. Florida is a hotbed of gamers, so if you're in that area, I'm sure you're having fun. Virtual Greyhawk Con 2023, Philadelphia, PA. But note, virtual. This is one that's coming up that if you're anywhere, you can join in on. And note the deadline for submissions is October 6th, so there's better part of 3 weeks left to add in events, and it's true enough that a lot of stuff that they put up is already full because they have a very dedicated following, and when people want to run a game, they will often mention it to everybody, and people know those things are coming up. Let's see, let's pop over here to the event schedule. I want to point out something else. Because you'll notice 04 available, 06. On the left-hand side, you'll see a get button for events that still have spots open. Mike Disney does an online seminar through Twitch for that. Alan Groey running some Castle Greyhawk events. Blade Star still available, 1 of 4, 1 of 6. I'm going to do 100 per page. Just to get a count, more or less. Okay. So not a huge number. I'd say 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, maybe 50 events total. Castles and Crusades gets run here. You'll see some other stuff. There's not a lot of gets left. Ghost of Saltmarsh. Okay. There's another Greyhawk event. And a lot of this stuff is centered around Greyhawk. Dungeon Land, if I'm not mistaken, that might be Janelle. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Pretty full already, too. You'll notice some of these names are recognizable folks online. Greyhawk Asked the Experts, a good seminar running late Sunday into Sunday evening as kind of a finish out the event. Our friend Lord Kosumba helps run a lot of this and handles a lot of the streaming of events and also of seminars on his Twitch channel. A lot of that information will be available through the various events, so check that out there. Con on the Cob in Ohio is a wonderfully fun and tongue-in-cheek, a lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff going on there. We're into October. FlatCon in Bloomington, Illinois. Philadelphia Susquehanna Scuffle. Dragonfall coming up on October 7th. Here in Lake Geneva at the Grand Geneva Hotel. Let's have a quick look over this way here. And we can see that it's a Saturday-Sunday event. It is making donations both to the Special Olympics and the American Cancer Society. Obviously both worthy causes. And I'm going to pop into the event so you can have a look at kind of at their spectrum of events. I'm going to switch this over to 100 per page so we can get a feel for how many. This is just one page. We got about 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, about 80 events, looks like. It's pretty close to 100. I may be underestimating here. Miniatures, you're going to see a lot of Warhammer and 40K, Warhammer Fantasy and 40K in this mix. I believe that Grognard Games sponsors them and is one of the main vendors. So check them out and thank them for their donations. You'll see D&D and Pathfinder games. I think it's mostly Adventurers League stuff when it comes to D&D, so expect that. You don't see a lot of old school stuff here, which is why I don't wind up going to this as a attendee to sign up for events and such. There's some board gaming. Battling Spaceships. I think Tom's running several games, Tom Wam. Let's have a look real quick here. Battling Spaceships, definitely a Tom Wam game. Host David Tomlin. Okay, so Dave signs them up and stuff. But he's got Battling Spaceships going. He's got Moose Quest, General Palmer, Philithian Finance. I have played and play tested all of these, and they're all great fun. If you go there, hop into as many Tomlin games as you can, and you will not regret it. Lost Ruins of Varnak, there's a good one. They've got some paint and take stuff going on and some painting seminars. All of that stuff is a good time. And again, Special Olympics and fighting cancer. So these people are definitely doing it right. So think of Dragon Con as a good thing to do. Dragon Fest is also coming up in October. That's going to be a multi-location Lake Geneva event. And I'll get more information on that as we get closer. But I think you can know that that is centered around the Geneva Lakes Museum and Horticultural Hall and the library. And also, of course, the game store will be open all weekend, too. It'll be a lot of fun in gaming. Library Park, weather permitting, obviously, but hopefully we'll get good weather. We'll have some folks definitely doing Ren Faire style cosplay and dressing up and enjoying themselves. But don't forget, it's not just a gaming convention. As much as it is part of the Gygax Memorial Fund tribute continuing tribute and lead up to the 50th anniversary of D&D, as much as it is a tribute to Gary and to Lake Geneva and the birthplace of Dungeons & Dragons and the original TSR company that he founded to publish Dungeons & Dragons. As much as it is a tribute to all of that, let us also not forget that it is just generally also a gaming, but also sci-fi and fantasy convention. The dedication just last month to Appendix N, the section of the library they've cordoned off to kind of look at the books that Gary recommended as ways of getting excited about fantasy and science fiction as you created your own gaming campaigns. That whole section of recommended reading that he had is also a part of this Dragon Fest coming up. So keep that in mind. It's as much a fiction and fantasy fiction convention as it is a gaming convention. Convention is a strong word. It's a festival. And it's going to be town-wide. The bigger it gets every year, I imagine. This is the first year, but I can just see this thing becoming the excitement that you see in things like Groundhog Day with Punxsutawney Phil attracting people from miles around just to come in and have fun. So look for a more of a hometown feel kind of festival than a gaming convention kind of thing for Dragon Fest. Once again, those were some of the tabletop events. Go check them out for yourselves. Look for the ones in your area. See what you think. Have some fun with it. I am definitely excited about a number of them. RockCon's coming up in early November. I did sign up for that. I'm not seeing a lot of role-playing or board gaming in that for myself. I may pare back and just go on maybe Saturday then myself rather than stay over for a couple of hotel nights if there's not enough for me to do with those things. And I can only run so much because I'm just one man and I'm an old one at that. So check that out too. RockCon could be a good time for you as well. I want to thank everybody for jumping in on the chat. And we ran a little long, but I think it was worth it. This has been the Convention Roundup from the OK Grognard Show. Mostly looking at tabletop events and the conventions run through that. We'll look at Game Holcon. We'll take a look at it next week. I want to thank everybody. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central or soon thereafter. Then it's archived on YouTube. Like, subscribe, punch all the buttons, do all the fun stuff. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising of Castle Entertainment, Heath Varnon of the Enipa D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Thanks to everybody in the chat. Thanks to everybody checking this out. Bye-bye.